ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, five categories, 25 questions. Answer question 25 and you're a winner. Category number one, theme songs. Theme songs. Category number two, the need for speed. Category number three, architecture. Category number four, breakfast. Category number five, of champions. Yeah. All right, theme songs, the need for speed, architecture, breakfast, of champions. Who is going to kick us off? Stuart, Victor Harbour's first up tonight. G'day, Stewie.
Hey, Phil. G'day. How you doing?
Not too bad. What do you like here?
Could you say it again, please, Phil?
Theme songs, the need for speed, architecture, breakfast, of champions.
Is it five, is it?
That is five.
All right. I'll go with need for speed. Thanks, Phil.
The need for speed.
I'll give it a go.
Sometimes used by magicians, which six-letter Italian musical direction means to play quickly?
Oh, Phil, is that presto?
Correct.
Oh, I got her. Good.
Presto. Hey, presto, says the magician as he pulls the rabbit out of the hat.
That's an old rabbit.
And you want
That's
this music to be played presto.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, we put a hat, for the wrong one, lying out of a hat.
Question number two.
Yep.
We're in the need for speed.
Yeah, I'll stick with it, thanks, Phil.
Meaning rapidly, which term originally referred to the speed with which the mail was delivered?
Oh, right, the mail. What was the question? No, hey, no, can't help.
No, he can't have help in the background there. Stewie, there's no...
No, that's right, Phil. She didn't realise the rules. She's just going to bed. It's all right. Now, I'm trying to concentrate.
Meaning rapidly. Which term originally referred to the speed with which the mail was delivered?
I'm going to go pronto.
No, it's not pronto. Thanks, Stewie. Bye-bye. See ya. Have a good sleep. 1-300-800-222 is the number. If you'd like to give us a call. Now, Elaine from Croydon South has got the right answer here. Yes, good. Grover from Ocean Grove, that's funny, but not the right answer. Ray in the Bay, correct. What about Ray from Maryborough? Hi, Ray.
you're gonna get me to have some miraculous answer on this, aren't you? What was the question again?
Question number two, the need for speed is our category. Meaning rapidly, which term originally referred to the speed with which the mail was delivered?
Now, I wish I was caller number 24.
Yeah, well, we did a Bradbury. We had a Bradbury last night, actually. We're the first time caller.
Well, now that's not going to happen to me tonight, unfortunately. But look, you know, we can't leave with a dad joke. It's like, did you hear about the monkey that put a chop on his head?
This is not helping you, Ray. But go on.
Yeah, he thought he was a griller. Anyway, good night, people.
Good night, good night. Good night. 1-300-800-222. I don't think. I'm not sure. Is that up to standard? I don't think so, no. Peter from Clemsing in Adelaide. G'day, Peter.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Question number two, the need for speed. Meaning rapidly, which term originally referred to the speed with which the mail was delivered?
Post haste.
Correct. Yes, I want that report post haste, which is where the term came from. Kane in Carlton's got the right answer. Good on you, Kane. Lorella had the right answer. Question number three, what do you want to do here? You can stay in the need for speed or you can move anywhere. Theme songs, architecture, breakfast, or of champions?
You have some very good categories usually. I'm not dealing with any of them at the moment. But on last night's Bradbury, I was listening and I was thinking, that's not really a full Bradbury because Bradbury was there's four people in that race, and he had three of them had to fall over for him to win. So that was for that person to get a Bradbury.
We would have had. It's a better than a Bradbury in a way, though, isn't it? Because we would have had, how many people would we have had in the challenge? Probably 30, 40, maybe people on the challenge. So it's even better than a Bradbury. Because I mean, he had to only wait for, you know, four of them to fall over.
Well, I was just thinking that because someone was hanging over the news and get that person to get it wrong and two others, and then that would have been a Bradbury. But, yeah, I see what you mean.
Are you attempting to rain on Evans Parade here, Peter?
No, not at all. Categories.
Theme songs, Need for Speed, Architecture, Breakfast of Champions.
Well, let's stay where we are, I suppose, yeah. Need for Speed. Mm.
Ray in the Bay says, Phil, I learned today that naked running means running without listening to headphones, without a digital smartwatch, without a heart monitor or any other technology. I really wish I'd had this information earlier. That's funny. Question number three, what do you want to do? Need for Speed?
I hope someone doesn't get arrested for running naked then.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Need for Speed. Quote, we are never, ever getting back together was a 2012 hit for which singer?
Oh, wow. So repeat that question, please.
We are never, ever getting back together was a 2012 hit for which singer?
2012. Don't know. Speedy Gonzales. Right.
Not Speedy Gonzales, Peter. Thank you. Not Speedy Gonzales. John from Newcastle said, I was boiling some water last night for a cup of tea. I said, goodbye, water. You will be missed. Boom, boom. Chris from Bellarive. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. Question number three. We're in the Need for Speed. We are never, ever getting back together was a 2012 hit for which singer? We're in the category called the Need for Speed.
Yeah, I've got something in mind, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. What are we how the Swans going to go down at Geelong?
Well, we're going to beat them,
okay,
Chris. But it will be a tough assignment. You are quite right.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really align with the category. I can only just think of Pink. I know she went through some breakup and
Not Pink. Yeah. Not. You're right. It doesn't align with the category. Thanks, Chris. Good on you.
Thanks.
See you, mate. Bye. Bye. No, it doesn't align on the category. All righty. Kim, the voice of the man, the voice of the Murray, is with us. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
How are you? You all right?
Yes. Well, just
have you been gargling your tonsils in mango juice all week?
No, I've been relaxing for a couple of hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And I was nodded off to sleep.
Oh.
But then I woke up again just in time for your program.
Well, give the tonsils a quick gargle in a good bourbon, and we'll get underway. What are we going to sing? What are we going to hear here tonight, Kim?
It was the old spiritual Steal Away.
Steal Away. Okay. A one, two, three.
Steal away. Steal away. Steal away to Jesus, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. My Lord called me, he called me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away. Steal away. don't long to stay in. Green trees are bending, or seen a stand a trembling. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here.
Whoa!
Steal away. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away. Steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here.
Whoa. Oh, yes. Well, very good, Kim. Sorry, the crowd got a bit excited there, right?
Oh, indeed. I'm glad they did.
Excellent work. Bravo, says Kim. Says Latif. Excellent. All right, hand clap to you, Kim the voice.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you indeed.
Someone said, Kim's voice sounds like a 45 record played at 33. Actually, that's quite good. Now, Kim, do you know the answer to this question, The Need for Speed? We're Never Ever Getting Back Together was a 2012 hit for which singer?
The Need for Speed?
Hmm.
I really have no idea. He would be a popular singer.
Well, I can't
help by the stage standards.
I can't help. You probably need to go backstage and get on the rider there, don't you, Kim, and, you know, gargle some Guinness or something.
Need for Speed. To protest. No, I can't help you, I'm afraid, Philip.
No worries, Kim. Thank you for that.
No good.
Thank you for that. See ya.
Right.
Bye-bye. Kim from Manham, which is in South Australia, on the Murray, the voice of the Murray. Kane from Carlton. G'day, Kane.
Good evening, Philip. How are you?
Good. Question number three, The Need for Speed. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together was a 2012 hit for which singer? We're in a category called The Need for Speed.
Well, I think it's the category was leading people astray. I mean, I think it's Taylor Swift, right?
Is that your answer?
It is.
Correct. The yeah. Need for Speed, Taylor Swift.
I'm sort of reluctant to divulge that I know that.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right, don't you? Have you got something in for Tay-Tay, have you?
No, I don't. I'm not a huge fan. I respect her, but not my jam.
If you're not a huge fan, there's about four of you left in the world.
That's right. Yeah, I got to send an apology to Dave. I interrupted the Voice of the Murray's rendition when I called him.
Oh, dear. Yes, it is Taylor Swift. Yes, all right. Some people agree with you. Taylor Swift's really boring, says Chris in the Southern Waters.
We've done a backflip and played a record intended for 33 at 45.
I love that. His voice sounds like a 45 record played on 33.
Yeah, well said.
Ah,
no,
dear. All righty. Question number, what are we, three? Question number four. We're in the Need for Speed, Kane. We can move.
Oh, it sounds a bit pot lucky, Need for Speed. I was going to go maybe theme songs.
Theme songs? Why not? Yeah. Who sang the theme songs for Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker? Oh, he's gone. I thought his phone sounded a little bit... Yeah, Kane, you can give us a call back, all right? Give us a call back. Where are we? Nat from Kallaroo. Can I get it? Hi, Nat.
What's up, Philip?
What's up, indeed? Theme songs. Who sang the theme songs for Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker?
Oh, you've cooked me on this one. All I can think of is the episode of Frasier when Frasier, Martin, and Niles sit in a bar and sing Goldfinger. It's a great episode. They all get dumped. I actually don't know, so I'm just going to guess a name like Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, it's a fair guess. Not Nancy Sinatra. Thanks, Nat. Good on you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for calling. 1-300-800-222. And Rodney from Warburton. Thanks for waiting on there, Rod. Question four. Who sang the theme songs for Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker?
Well, I actually know one.
Hey,
wow.
Here we go.
All James Bond films. And it was Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yes.
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger. Beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in.
No, do not go in.
I actually know that because my father had he had a quadraphonic stereo system, which in the 60s and 70s was amazing. It had a lot of speakers, and you
remember quadraphonic? What happened to quadraphonic? See, there was the stereo came out, and that was great because it starts with mono, then they invent stereo, and that changes the world. Stereo, it's fantastic. And then for a short period, there was quadraphonic, wasn't it? And you could buy it. You had to go to a hi-fi store, and you could buy it. It had four speakers, and then it just vanished. It was expensive.
I'm not quite sure, but one of the things we used to listen to was the one where the airplane, there was a song and the airplane left and the little speaker went from the left to the right, and it was just amazing.
I wonder what Kim on the Man on the Murray would be like on quadraphonic.
I'm not quite sure.
You'd have to put a tea towel over you'd have to put a tea towel over your glassware, I would think.
Shirley Bassey was, of course, one of my parents' greatest things to
Jason and Port Douglas says that she was the best ever Bond singer. Hey, question number five. We're in theme songs. You can stay there or you can move.
Keep going, I suppose.
Thank you for being a friend was the theme tune to which American sitcom? Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, I can sing it. Thank you for being a friend.
No.
Oh, it's right there. I just can't.
Sorry, Rodney. We'll have to move on, mate. Thank you. All right. We got Kane back, have we? Sorry, Kane. Your phone was sounding a bit dodgy, but then it died.
No, it's all good. It was I had my phone on airplane mode. It was like on Wi-Fi call, so
I see.
Might have been in just some sort of TD. But I was keen to flex my musical chops and go from Taylor Swift to Shirley Bassey.
Yeah. What about this one? Question five: theme songs. Thank you for being a friend. Was the theme tune to which American sitcom?
Cheers.
No, it's not Cheers.
Isn't Cheers?
I know what you're thinking. It's not Cheers.
Okay.
All right. See ya. Thank you anyway. No, it's not. It's not Cheers. Joey from Coffs Harbour. G'day, Joey.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question number five. Theme songs. Thank you for being a friend was the theme tune to which American sitcom?
Is it Frasier?
That's not Frasier, no.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, not Frasier. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Question number five, theme songs. Thank you for being a friend was the theme tune to which American sitcom?
I might need some spiritual help here. We might have to get Kim back. I'll have a crack at Seinfeld. That's the only one.
No, it's not Seinfeld. Sorry, Jim. No, it's not Seinfeld either. Paul in Geelong. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Yeah, no, very good. What do you reckon? Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Was the theme tune to which American sitcom?
Oh, no, I've seen it a couple of times, but I actually don't know what it's called, Phil.
No good?
Nah.
Okie doke. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Now, who's been hanging on here? Marion from Maryborough. Hi, Marion.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty well. Question number five.
Well, before I attempt to answer it, I don't think I'm going to get it right anyway, but I just wanted to tell you it's my birthday today. I want you to be the first to know.
Happy birthday, Marion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is it a special one or just a...
It is a special one.
What are we talking? 8-0.
Yeah, today.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So there you go. I wanted you to be the first to know because I told you.
8-0. Wow.
Thank you.
That deserves a round of applause, Marion. Thank you very much.
Mm. Thank you. Anyway, thank you for being a friend. I'm sure I know this, but I'm going to be saying it wrong. It's not. It's gone. I'm sorry. I'm too excited, I think.
Well, happy birthday, Marion. Have you got something planned today?
Well, my daughter's here, so I'm having to try and be quiet so I don't wake her up.
make sure she treats you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure she's going to. I've actually, believe it or not, I've received a greeting from our federal member of the parliament.
Hey!
So that's pretty nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So that's nice. But talking to you is better.
Thanks, Marion.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Ah, dear, 80 years old. That is quite some birthday, eh? Good on her. Dave from Alcola. Sorry, Dave, you've been waiting on there. Appreciate it. Hello.
Oh, go, Philip. Yeah, hi, how are you going?
80 years old, eh? Not bad.
Yeah, he's hearing from a local member. In 20 years' time, I suppose you'll hear from the king or whoever the monarch is.
Oh, I don't think it'll be the king. I actually know it will be, won't it? Because it'll be... Well, I'm not putting the knocker on him, but maybe don't think Charles is going to last maybe that long. But it'll be William by then, won't it? So we'll be the king.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hmm. And unless Harry's, you know, kind of staged a putsch, come over and led troops from California and successfully landed at Dover and marched to the palace, demanding the crown. David, could happen.
Well, you just don't know what's going to happen in the future, do you?
No. What did Yogi Berra say? Predictions are very difficult, particularly about the future. Question number five. What are we doing here? Thank you for being a friend. Was the theme tune to which American sitcom?
I used to watch the show The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls, correct. Yes, it was. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road. Yeah, there you go. All right, question number six. We're in theme songs. If you like, you can stay there or you could move.
Oh, we'll stay there, then.
The beat of which iconic piece of film and television theme music spells out MI in Morse code?
No, is it Mission Impossible?
Correct.
Thank you.
you go. You see, it's a fun piece of fact, isn't it? Boom, 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 boom. Spells out MI in Morse code. There you go. Question number 7, David.
Yeah. Actually, there was another show that the theme song spelt out the name of the show, and it was a lot longer. I just can't remember what it was. I saw it came up once on your show, but no, I just can't remember what it was there.
I can't remember either. No.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I'll stay in that category, thanks.
All righty, question number 7. Theme songs. Everything is Awesome is the theme song to which 2014 film?
Was that the Lego Movie?
Yes, it is the Lego Movie. Well,
everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I gonna win forever. Let's party forever.
Yeah, everything is awesome. Well done, David. Good stuff.
Thanks. Actually, I think that show could be Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Is that the one where the theme song actually...
That is the one. Yes, Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. The intro theme to this classic, that classic British sitcom, yeah, does use the Morse code for the show's title. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it. It was. Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Somebody else has texted in saying Inspector Morse had Morse code too.
Okay.
We could go on all night like this. Mike from Mossman says it was Morse, because Mike probably knows Morse, yeah. Margaret from Richmond says, yes, Inspector Morse theme, the theme spelled Morse in Morse code too. Question number 8. Last one in theme songs, if you like.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a go, thanks.
The traditional Scottish folk tune, The Sky Boat Song, is the theme song for which TV series?
Hmm. I guess it'd be some sort of Scottish show. I'll say a Scottish show. I'll say Hamish Macbeth.
Not Macbeth, no. Thanks, David. Good on you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you. No. Chris says, fabulous music tonight, Phil. Kim and Shirley Bassey especially. Yes. The famous theme song for the TV series Inspector Morse incorporates Morse code. Composer Barrington Furlong deliberately arranged the opening rhythmic motif to spell out the letters M-O-R-S-E. Okay. All righty. Now, who's next here? We've had some people waiting on here. Thank you for doing that too. Colin from Layla in Melbourne. G'day, Colin.
Good morning, Phil. You're looking well.
I'm not. That's right. Exactly. I've got my tuxedo jacket on and my comfy slippers. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. You've been of the Liberace look.
Steady.
I didn't
steady,
know
Colin. Steady.
So musical.
Steady, Colin. Question number 8. We're in theme songs. The last one in theme songs. The traditional Scottish folk tune, The Sky Boat Song, is the theme song for which TV series?
I'll go out on the limb and say Shetland.
Not Shetland, no.
No, okay.
Sorry, Cole. Thank you, mate. See you later. Now, Gary from Port Arlington in Victoria. Hello, Gary.
Hey, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Good. Question number 8. Theme songs. The traditional... Sorry, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, just before we have an answer, I said I'd really like to wish your team good luck. Get in your park, but I'm struggling to do that.
Oh.
I'm a Geelong man.
Oh, you're a Cats fan. Are you going down for it?
Unfortunately, I'm not. But,
no. No.
But I'll be watching it.
I don't think I've actually ever seen a game at Cadinia Park. I mean, I'm very familiar with it from the telly, of course. Don't think I've actually been there. Yeah. I mean, so it's a pity.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been there for quite a few games, but not this one.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a big game, you know, because Geelong have very bad memories for us, the Swans, Gary. Very, very bad memories indeed.
Yeah.
I was there.
Oh, okay. And, well, I probably was there too. So.
Yeah. I know. So,
yes, I think I might have been actually. So.
Question number 8. The traditional Scottish folk tune, the Sky Boat Song, is the theme song for which TV series?
I think there was a series called Outlander, which was I don't know if it was Scottish or Irish, but anyway, I think that might maybe that's my guess.
Outlander is correct.
Ah, thank you. That was the last one.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of prey, sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me.
Yes, speed bonny boats. Outlander it was. Gee, Suzanne Hill would have loved that question. It's her favourite TV show. Alrighty, we have no more theme songs. So we've got the Need for Speed, Architecture, Breakfast of Champions.
I got Breakfast of Champions. Maybe you had
There's two categories here. One's Breakfast and the other is of Champions.
Of Champions. Okay, well, I'll go Breakfast. I've had a few of them.
Going for Breakfast? In the traditional nursery rhyme, the Muffin Man lives on which lane? Can you turn that radio off, Gary?
That's actually the TV.
Just to get rid of that for
us. Muffin Man.
In the traditional nursery rhyme, the Muffin Man lives on which lane?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, I'll have to pass.
No good.
I'll just say in passing, if I'm not going to say good luck to your team, let's just say let the best team win.
No, let's just let the best team win, Gary. Let's not get all false. Let's not all get all false friendly here. As you know, this is war.
Take no prisoners. All right, Phil.
May you trudge home disappointed, Gary. See ya. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Di's in Bathurst. Hello, Di.
Hello. I had the most. This is an anniversary for me. 1 week ago, I had the most wonderful operation. I had the cataract removed from my left eye.
Hey, now you can see. You can see like a sparrow.
Almost. But warning, I had expectations. I went to look at the magazines when I went to the doctor's surgery. I couldn't read. And I said, what's happening? I rang the optician. And I said, look, I can't read. I can't read my phone, nothing. And she said, well, they've done long vision. And my long vision was brilliant. I read all the signs on the road. Back from the hospital. But no, what they've done, they've given me long vision so I can drive. Now, that's dicey.
You better get the other one done for short vision then, Di.
Sorry?
You better get the other one done for short vision.
No, I'm totally blind in the right eye.
Oh, okay. That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that.
Nearly blind for 3 years. Very hazy.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I took the step. No, well, it was scary because if they'd botched it, the left eye, I would have been totally blind.
Yeah.
But, well, everyone should know this. I didn't know that I had a choice. I still don't know whether I had a choice whether to have reading vision or long vision. So, yeah.
All right. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm glad at least that you've got some vision there, Di. Now, tell me, question number 9. In the traditional nursery rhyme, the Muffin Man lives on which lane?
Well, I don't recall this one.
Okay.
Is it 1960s? Or is it a 19th century one?
Oh, as you know, Di, I don't answer questions. All right.
All right, no.
We'll move on. Get on.
Speaking soon. No, sorry.
See ya.
Right.
No worries. And good luck with the eye, Di.
Oh, thank you. No, but people need to know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't have expectation, because I was really depressed after that when I couldn't read.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm glad that at least some of the vision has been restored. Obviously, talk with your doctor about these things. Frank from Swan Hill. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Question 9. In the traditional nursery rhyme, the Muffin Man lives on which lane?
I think it's Drury Lane.
Correct. Yes. The Muffin Man lives on Drury Lane.
I can thank Shrek for something.
Good on you, Shrek. Question 10. We're in breakfast, if you like.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with breakfast, thanks.
Which Kellogg cereal has been associated with Iron Man competition since the late 1980s?
Oh, that'd be Nutri-Grain.
Nutri-Grain, yes.
I don't think it's terribly nutritious.
I don't think it's very nutri, is it? No, that's right. No. I don't think you get very far as an Iron Man if that's all you ate. You get lots of sugar.
I'd also like to thank Gary before because for getting the Outlander one, because I would never have got that. I was going to guess Poldark when I came in.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to thank him for that one at least.
Hey, Di, if you're still listening, Marie from Altona says you will be able to read with reading glasses once your eyes settle down. Okay. All right. Question number 11. We're in breakfast. You want to stay here?
I'll stay in breakfast, yes.
Staying in breakfast. Which 1985 movie stars Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason and Molly Ringwald?
That would be The Breakfast Club.
That would be The Breakfast Club. Indeed, it would.
Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it was we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. You see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, with the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain. And an athlete.
And a basket case. A princess.
And a criminal. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
Yes. All right. Question 12, Frank.
I actually think I might move if you don't mind.
Sure. We can go to Of Champions. We're in breakfast. You could go to Of Champions or The Need for Speed or Architecture.
I might go to Architecture.
Architecture. Why not? You an architect yourself, Frank?
No, nothing like that. But
that's all right.
I like drawing, I suppose.
You'd be lucky if you were, that's all. All right. Architecture. Question 12. The Irish-American architect James Hoban is best known for designing which famous building?
Irish-American. I'm wondering if it's the Empire State Building.
Not the Empire State. No.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye. No, not the Empire State. Troy from Atherton. Hello, Troy.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 12. Oh, yeah. The Irish-American architect James Hoban is best known for designing which famous building? Not the Empire State.
Yeah. Well, if he's Irish American, I'd say it's in America. building. I'll think of another New York building. The Chrysler Building.
Not the Chrysler.
No idea.
Not the Chrysler. No, sorry, Troy. Not the Chrysler. No. Jason from Orwell. Sorry, Jason. You've been hanging on there. Hello.
Hello. How's it going, Phil?
Not bad. Yeah.
Good.
The Irish-American architect James Hoban is best known for designing which famous building?
I'll have a guess. I'll say the Louvre.
Not the Louvre, no.
All right, see you, Phil.
No, see you later. Bye-bye. Joe from Mudgee. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Good. The Irish-American architect James Hoban is best known for designing which famous building?
Oh, well, Phil, this is one of the.
We can stay in America. I think that's fair enough to say.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the White House.
Correct. It is. Yes, it's the White House. He'd probably be turning in his grave, I'd imagine, because half of it's getting knocked down at the moment. Question number 13. Architecture is where we are, but you can move.
What else have you got?
The Need for Speed, Breakfast, Of Champions. There are two categories, Breakfast and Of Champions.
It is confusing when you say it like that, but let's try the Need for Speed.
The Need for Speed. Which 1986 movie features the line, "I feel the need for speed"?
That's obviously Top Gun.
Correct.
I feel the need for speed.
Yes, Top Gun. All right, question number 14. Last one in the Need for Speed, if you like. Joe?
Yeah, let's stay there.
According to the official Olympics website, which event is the fastest race at the Winter Olympics?
The Winter Olympics. I reckon it could be the... Either the luge or the skeleton. Let's say the luge.
Correct. Yes, it was either the luge or the skeleton. It's the luge, the one you lie on your back, not on your front.
Yeah, those guys are mental, but good on them.
It's completely mental. That's right. Ah, oh, dear. Righto, question 15. That's the end for the Need for Speed. So we've got Architecture, Breakfast, Of Champions.
I do like Breakfast, but let's see what Of Champions have got.
Of Champions, who defeated Muhammad Ali in the fight of the century in 1971?
Was it Mighty Joe Frazier?
Correct. It was. It was Mighty Joe Frazier.
Frazier has the man in the corner. There it is. Here comes the decision. Johnny Addy.
Referee Arthur McCanty scores it 8-6. One even for Frazier.
One vote for Joe Frazier.
Addy Idala, 9-6 for Frazier.
Frazier is the winner. Frazier is the winner.
Correct. 11 rounds for Frazier. 4 rally. One even. And four.
The winner.
The winner.
Yes, for the first time in his career. Correct. All right, Joe, question number 15. We're in Of Champions.
Let's say there.
Which tennis player has won the Australian Open a record-breaking 10 times in the Open era?
It's Novak, isn't it? Novak Djokovic?
Correct, yeah, Novak Djokovic. Very good. All right, question number 16. Staying here?
Yeah, might as well.
We Are the Champions is a single from which Queen album?
I'm probably wrong, but I'll say Night at the Opera.
Not Night at the Opera, no. Thanks, Joe. Good on you. Thanks, good mate. Good work. Good effort. A very good effort. All righty. Nick from Williamstown. G'day, Nick.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Well, good to have you. We're in a category called Of Champions. We Are the Champions is a single from which Queen album?
Don't know. Do they have a record called Killer Queen? Is it not Killer Queen?
It's not Killer Queen. No. Sorry, Nick. So, no, it's not Killer Queen. Jeff from Toowoomba. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Phil.
Oh, pretty good. Question number 16 we're up to. Of Champions, We Are the Champions is a single from which Queen album?
It's the sixth one, News of the World.
Correct, it is. News of the World. Question 17. All right, Jeff, we've got two left in Of Champions. If you like, you can move anywhere else to breakfast or architecture.
The breakfast ones I was interested in, but how many of them are left?
Two breakfast ones left.
Yeah, well, usually when I change, I get them wrong, but we'll change anyway to breakfast.
Question 17. We're in breakfast. Which breakfast food is also known as Poor Knights of Windsor or Pain Perdu, meaning lost bread?
Poor Knights of Windsor?
No, Poor Knights of Windsor.
Oh, yeah, I do know this. It's like, what do you call it, like French toast. Yeah, pretty much French toast.
Correct, yes, it is. It's French toast. Poor Knights of Windsor, or Pain Perdu, meaning lost bread, is French toast. Question number 18, Jeff.
Yeah, do you put sugar on your French toast, or
I don't really cook French toast, but...
Oh, okay. Some like...
Well, it's just bread like... fried in eggs, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, but some like it sweet with a bit of sugar in there as well, or cinnamon, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, that cinnamon would be good. I wouldn't mind some cinnamon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Righto. Question number 18. Last one in breakfast, if you like.
Yeah, we've got one right, so.
Question number 18, quote, I am always drawn back to places where I have lived, the houses and their neighbourhoods, is the first line of which 1958 novel?
Oh. I was going to say Breakfast at Tiffany's, but I've got no idea at all, Phil, so I'm going to have to pass and love you and have a good night.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye. See you later. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tracy's in Launceston. G'day, Tracy.
G'day, Phil.
I am always drawn back to places where I have lived, the houses and their neighbourhoods, is the first line of which 1958 novel? We're in a category called Breakfast.
I think it's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It is Breakfast at Tiffany's. Poor Jeff. I know. Why? I know. I know. I feel a bit harsh, but I mean, you know.
He shouldn't have doubted himself.
You know, he should have. Yeah. He shouldn't have doubted himself. You're quite right. Are you a French toast fan, Tracy?
No, I used to make it for my kids though.
Yeah.
And put sugar and cinnamon on it.
Oh yeah, they would like it, I imagine.
They did. Yeah.
Well, so you just soak the bread in egg, don't you, and then you fry it.
Egg and milk, I did, and then butter. You have to fry it in butter.
And you fry it in butter. It's really good. That's really good for you then.
Yeah. Good calories.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Chipper from King Island, which is near you, Trace, sort of. Mm-hmm. Said, I had a teammate in 1987 who brought his boombox in and we played We Are the Champions before the grand final. We lost.
my mum has that album, and when I was a kid, it used to freak me out, the album cover, because it was a big metal kind of giant robot thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Annette from Perth says, breakfast at Tiffany's. Phil, you are harsh. Well, I think Jeff was harsh on himself. Question 19. All right, we've got of champions or architecture.
I'll go with architecture, please.
Architecture, okay. Yeah. Question number 19. Initially derided as inappropriately modern, the glass pyramid at which landmark was completed by I.M. Pei in 1989? Where is it?
Is it at the Louvre?
Correct, it is. It's the Louvre, yes. It's a glass pyramid.
Yeah.
A lot of traditionalists said, what's that got to do with the Louvre? And the answer was not a lot, which I think was the point.
Yeah.
Question
it's art, darling.
What's that?
It's art, darling.
It's art, darling. I don't know much about art, but I know what I like. Question number 20. Architecture?
Yes, please.
Having been under construction for the past 140 years... the name of which almost complete Barcelona Basilica is Catalan for Holy Family.
Sagrada Familia.
Correct.
Didn't they finish it, though? Wasn't there something on the news?
Sagrada Familia. No, I don't think it is finished. Well, it's nearly finished.
Well, there's something on the news recently.
Oh, was
there?
Are these things ever finished?
No.
But you're right. The dripping cake front of it, I think, is finished.
Yes.
And you can go in it. I've certainly seen pictures of the interior, yeah. Maybe they haven't, put the ashtrays in the queues at the back, the pews at the back, Tracy.
No.
Hey, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we've got 5 left, but we also have a news bulletin, Tracy. Is it okay? I'll put you on hold. Yes. We can call you back or you can... wait and we'll answer these questions after the news. But Tracy from Launceston is in place to help us out with a little matter we call
the Mighty Challenge.
Tracy, welcome back.
G'day, Phil.
Question 21. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. So we've got 2 in architecture. Hang on, we've only got 4 left. We must be up to question 22. We've got 2 in architecture and 2 in of champions.
Okay.
Architecture, of course it is.
Architecture. Yes. So it's Betty from Walgett. Do you remember that?
Yes,
show?
I do. That's right. What do you want to do? Stay in architecture?
Yes, please.
Question 22. 20 West 34th Street is the address of which world-famous building in New York?
Oh, I don't
20
know.
West 34th Street.
I'll say the Empire State Building.
Correct, yes. When in doubt, say the obvious one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work on the Mighty Challenge, but yes, but sometimes it does. Question 23, last one in architecture. Which famous London residence was designed by John Nash?
Buckingham Palace.
Correct. Very good.
That was an obvious one too.
What's going on here? Have a look at this. Wow.
Mm.
How many have you got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm on a roll.
You're on a roll.
Probably going to all end abruptly now.
You could clean up here because there's only 2 left, and they're all and they're both in of champions.
Yeah.
You could be the champion, Tracy.
No, if they involve sport, Phil, I'll fall down.
Oh no. Barry in South Brizzy says there was a Spanish law that stated once that a church building was finished once a church building was finished, the church had to pay a tax to the government. As a result, many churches and cathedrals are missing a couple of bricks or not completed.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe that's right. Anne from Parramatta says, I'm sure people listening overseas won't get the joke as to why you're saying architecture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jane from Homebush had La Sagrada Familia. Latif reckons that, it's not reckons, but Latif tells us that RMIT in Melbourne is a partner in the restoration of the Sagrada Familia.
Oh, wow.
It's a long way from home. What are they doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question 24. Two left. Of champions.
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's a sport one, isn't it? Doesn't matter.
Who won the 2017 Australian Open women's singles title while pregnant?
Was it Venus Williams?
It's not Venus Williams, Tracy. No, thank you. See
you. Thank you.
Bye bye. That's a very good effort, but no. Ian from Dover in Tassie, keeping the Tassie theme going here. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Question 24 of champions: who won the 2017 Australian Open women's singles title while pregnant?
The sister.
You know that's not going to help you.
I know that's not going to help me. I've forgotten that my memory's not very good. For the life of me, I cannot remember her name. Good night.
Thanks, Ian. Bye-bye. Oh, dear. See you later. Betty from Dapto, you'll know the answer to this, Betty.
I don't think I do.
Come on.
Who? I know Venus and it's not Samantha. This is ridiculous.
Come on. You're nearly there, Betty.
Sam. Samantha?
No, it's not Samantha. Sorry, Bet.
Isn't that annoying?
It's very annoying because I thought you might have that.
I watched the play so many times.
See you, Bet. Sorry. It's not Samantha. Hey, some people the other night were asking where Gaylene was. Well, I tell you what, here she is at the other end of the line. G'day, Gaylene.
Hello, Phil.
How are you doing?
Did you
disappear or lock yourself in the outside dunny, as you did once?
Well, I've been away having a few adventures.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm back now.
Are you back and fitting well in operating order?
Oh, it's pretty good. I think. I've lost a bit of weight, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, intentionally, yeah. So, only a little bit, but it's hard to budge.
It is hard to budge. It is hard to budge. Especially when you get a bit older, Gaylene. It's very hard to budge.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's good to see you back. So you're back at home, all right?
Yes, I'm really glad to be back at home. Yes, loving it. Yeah.
Question 24 of champions: who won the 2017 Australian Open women's singles title while pregnant?
Was it Serena Williams?
Correct. Yes, it was. Serena. I've just got this vision of the whole of the nightlife family shouting Serena at the radio right now. That's right. Okay. Well, Gaylene, in celebration of you making it back home successfully. This is question 25. All right. We're in a category called Of Champions. Who wrote the 1975 children's book Danny the Champion of the World?
Was it Roald Dahl?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Gaylene, very good.
Oh, this is incredible.
Gee, you had to drag that one out. That was Well, whatever's been going on with you, Gaylene, it hasn't affected the grey matter, so that's good.
No, thank you.
Good on you. All right. Well, your phone line's a bit crackly there, so we might put you back on hold, and we'll get some details from you. Well done. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Nice to hear. Nice to hear from you too. Gaylene from Bothwell. In the middle of Tassie. Our magnet winner tonight. Joey from Coffs Harbour says, far out, Phil. Congratulations to the listeners who knew the Lego Movie, Tay-Tay Swift and Serena Williams tonight. I think for most of us out there in nightlife world, anything that happened in the past 10 years is hazy, messy blur. Joey, I can hear lots of people saying, speak for yourself. Dear. Archie from Coomera. Is that what happened? Archie from Coomera says, Phil, 100 years ago, Antonio Gaudi, the architect of the Sagrada Familia Cathedral, stood back to admire his unfinished masterpiece and was run over and killed by a tram. Was he really? Oh, I've been to Barcelona. It's an amazing thing. I mean, it's not necessarily to everyone's taste, I'm sure, who might, but it is. It's the whole front of the cathedral looks like a massive melted cake. It's quite extraordinary. Heather from Pascoe Vale. Onya, Gaylene, nice to hear your voice again. Jane from Homebush had rolled down. Well done, Gaylene, says my texter as well. No, well done to everyone too. Good, and good work, nice challenge, good fun.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.